Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, good morning, or hello, good evening, good afternoon. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I am Glovina Williams. And, you know, really why we come together like this, and hopefully I'm giving you something as you listen to this podcast, something that can inspire you and can help to give you clarity in all that you're planning, your short-term, mid-term, long-term goals, whatever it is that you're planning for your life. I hope that I can encourage you and inspire you and to help you to step out on faith, because often we don't step out on faith because we have doubt as to our purpose. We may be lacking clarity or precision of purpose, but if you'll take a challenge and reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? And I like to remind you, dig deeper and ask, what am I called to do? And it can be also revealing if we ask ourselves, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And lastly, what have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Remember, often we don't step out on faith because we're not real sure about what we should be doing. And I hope that this time that we have on this podcast, that it can help you to gain clarity, to begin to question and to see if you're on the right track, if you're doing the right things, if you're moving forward, because I don't want you to lag behind. I want you to move forward in all that is planned for your life. I'll say it again. This show, this podcast, it's designed to uplift you and to assist you in developing a deeper relationship with God, build your faith. Also, even a deeper relationship with yourself, your family, your team members, your place of worship, and ultimately that you will get a deeper relationship and an understanding of the world at large. So that these relationships can be deepened. You know, I want to talk to you today about keep the change. I spoke about this the other day, and I gave an example that I'd like to use today. This example is this. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and say the person you were eating with, they said, don't worry, I'm going to treat today. And so when the bill came, the bill was given to them, and then they put a certain amount of money on the tray or gave it to the waiter or waiter, the server, and then they said to them, keep the change. What they're really saying is, I'm giving you more than what you're even entitled to, and I want to say thank you for serving. Also, sometimes it happens when we're driving in a taxi or something like that. We say, keep the change. And what I'm saying is that there is a transference here. And the transference is saying to us, you're going to get more than you bargained for. You're going to get more than you're entitled to. So you don't have to go to whatever the other price was, because now there's more. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And we've looked at changes in some of the episodes. Go back and listen to some of the episodes. They'll refresh your memory. They'll bring new life and determination to you as you set out on your goals. You know, when we talk about change, it can be difficult, but it's possible. We've talked about how change often is something that takes place on the outside of us. An incident, a circumstance, a situation that possibly we may have had no control over. You can think about today. There are changes that are taking place, changes that have taken place that we had no control over. But guess what? We're transitioning into the new changes. And it is the same with our walk with God. It is the same with our walk with our Creator. He has changed us in ways that we're not even so much aware of sometimes. But what I want you to do is to begin to concentrate and focus and consciously make an effort to keep the change that God is making in your life. As he's taking you to higher levels, deeper depths, giving you greater understanding, showing us how to pull in all of our faculties, our imagination, our intuitive nature, the wisdom that he gives us. The list goes on and on. The trust factor, forgiveness, all of these faculties, begin to bring them into divine alignment. And begin, if I can say it like this, operate in the new change, the change. Hold on to it. Recognize, hey, I've been given something now that is far beyond what was due. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. It's in my opinion, I want you to totally begin to trust the changes that are taking place in your life. Just totally follow the directions and the instructions. It's called a total surrender of our will to the will of the one who created you. How do we do this? We have to totally and unselfishly, and don't be afraid, to put often your thoughts aside, the old way of thinking, the old way of doing things. It's a minute by minute trusting God in our decision-making process. It's even a moment by moment. You know, sometimes life gets down to the point where it's not even a minute by minute. It's not a day by day. It's a moment by moment. And who can measure a moment? But take it moment by moment. I mentioned a little earlier about your goals. You know, long-range goals, we used to look at that as perhaps our five-year goal, even a 7 to 10-year goal. Where will you be 10 years from now? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? We used to hear this all the time. But now, according to the readings that I've done, long-range goals now are 2 to 3 years. Short-range goals, that means have been shortened to our immediate goals, the goals that we'll set in order to reach our short and long-term goals. We need to now begin to examine those goals and see if they are in alignment with the change that is taking place in our life. The change that has taken place in the way that we think. Listen, this is great. And it's great that we're able to change in life. We don't have to get stuck. God didn't just plant our feet and say, hey, this is it. What he does is that he plants our feet and then we begin to branch out. Think about a tree. A tree. A tree has those roots that go very, very deep into the ground. And then it comes up. You have your trunk, and then you have your branches. Listen, those branches begin to expand and expand. And this is what I want to see in your life. I want to see you to begin to expand the branches of your life. Begin to expand your goals and your desires and the things that you are believing God for. Because God wants to manifest it, to demonstrate it in your life. I've said it and I'll say it again. God has basically done 95% of what we need to do in order to fulfill destiny and to be successful in this life. He is requiring 95% of our effort. But that 95%, my beloved, it takes 100% effort. So this is where we are. We're looking at 95% God has done, 5% we need to do. That's 100%. So that means God meant and means for us to be 100% successful. Can you embrace that today? Can you embrace that even when you try something and you're hesitant and you may make a mistake, you may make an error, pick yourself back up. Pick up where you left off. Remember, I don't want us to get stuck in saying, well, I tried it. It didn't work that time. Try it again. Don't give up. Don't give up on your goals. Listen, one of the main goals that we should have is this. That is to know God, to know our Creator, to know Him as He is and as He actually exists. Another lifetime goal, to glorify God, glorify Him and praise Him and give Him thanks for the many things, the manifold blessings that He's done for you and for those that you love and care about. Hey, here's another lifetime goal, my beloved. Be like God. Well, what do you mean, like? What do you mean? Hey, you're getting a little lofty this morning. What do you mean? What do you mean, be like God? Look at His characteristics. Be loving, forgiving, compassionate. Practice justice. Be a good listener. Ah, God hears. He's a good listener. And listen, spend time with others as He spends time with us. Be like God. Walk in 100% victory. So moment by moment, we trust God in our decision-making process. Each day that we see something that is outdated in our life trying to take over again, eliminate it. Occupy the same space at the same time. Kick the negative thoughts out. Alleviate. You can do this. If you're consciously aware, think about it. If you're consciously aware, you know, sometimes thoughts come to us, and it's happened to me, and probably it's happened to you as well. People say, where did that thought come from? All thoughts are not coming from within us. Sometimes they're outside influences that try to influence the way that we think. So let's begin to concentrate on keeping the change. If you're changing from speaking negative to positive, keep the positive change. If you're concentrating and you're thinking about spending more quality time with your family, keep that change and spend that quality time. Make that decision to do that. So each day we're going to look at, what do I need in order to maintain this change that's taking place in my life? Sometimes maintaining the change, as I mentioned, it's alleviating some things. It's Xing out some things. Hey, trusting God in a new way, on a new level. And not just saying, God, I can trust you for this, but I can't trust you for that. But totally trusting Him. You know, we hear songs that emphasize that we lean completely upon Jesus, that we trust Him. Let's practice it. Let's walk in it. Let's not just rely on our intellect, because guess what? The God you serve, the God that you walk with, the God that you're created in His image and in His likeness, guess what? He's omniscient. He knows everything. So the wisdom, he'll lead you and guide you how to obtain wisdom. He's in you, and he's able to help you to eradicate the old way of thinking, which sometimes are based upon old circumstances. Is this making sense? We're making decisions sometimes based, and I say sometimes because it's not always a constant thing. We're basing decisions upon old experiences that may be outdated and not useful for now. So we have to begin to even command the thoughts to line up with God. We begin to walk by faith and not by sight. Not, you know, you can look outside and yes, it's raining. It's no question about it. You know, you may look out and say, oh, I had plans for today. Oh, but it's raining. I think I'll postpone it. No, begin to walk by faith and say, even though it's raining, hey, I may be able to do what I need to do. Grab my umbrella, grab my coat, and then I'm walking by faith now. I'm believing. I know, and these are very basic, simplistic examples. I'm walking by faith now. Let's walk in the renewed mind as well. I'm walking by faith, Govina. I'm not walking by what I see. I'm walking by what I desire to manifest, to be demonstrated in my life and the lives of others. So now I'm using my renewed mind. I'm using the mind that is empowered by Almighty God. I'm no longer relying upon the old way. I'm now going to begin to look to God, talk to God, pray with him, communicate with him, and say, I'm trusting you. Even when I'm venturing out into new territory. Hey, if you haven't ventured out into any new territory, if you're still taking the same route every day the same way, hey, let your GPS sometimes take you a different way. You'll get to see some different scenery. So, and in other words, new territory. So as you walk with God, tame the mind of Christ. And you're never alone as you do this. God wants to bring victory into your mind, into your heart. He wants to bring victory into your will. So what you're willing to do, he wants it to be victorious. That's why I tell you all the time, God never meant for you to know defeat. I've heard it said, he never meant for us to know defeat. And as I said earlier, and I've heard it said so many times, he wants you, my beloved, to walk in 100% victory. Even when it looks like you may be taking a little downward turn, if you trust God, you will come up, you will get over, and you will be able to walk through even adverse situations. Listen, we face dilemmas in life. But keep, as you're making your decisions in new arenas, in new walks of life, keep the change. Keep the new way of thinking, the relying upon God, the stepping out on faith, believing God that when I step out here on faith, I'm not just stepping out into thin air. Believing God that your prayers are no longer earthbound, but that your prayers are reaching areas that are instrumental in changing your life and the lives of others. I said, the new way, keep the change. The prayer life has changed. Believe it. When you speak out into the ether realm, know that your prayers are moving. They're going forth to accomplish what you send them to do. Hey, this is what we're talking about now. We're talking about keeping a change. We're talking about something has been given to us now that's far above what we may have expected. That the Prince, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Mighty Counselor, the Rapha, the Healer. He's in you. He's making changes in you. Believe him as you continue to surrender. You know, it moves God's heart when he sees that we're surrendering our will to his will, because his will contains so much. Oh, my God. It contains security, peace, healing, definement of purpose. Our purpose begins to become fine-tuned. Listen. Keep God on the throne of your life. I'm going to say it again. Keep him on the throne of your life. Even as you walk in this new change, you may feel like some of the ways that you're thinking now, it's foreign to you. You're not used to thinking this way. Be patient with yourself. God is patient with you. Be patient. Don't be hard on yourself, because it moves God's heart when you recognize that he's changing some things in you, around you. He's, listen, even changing your inheritance. Hey, all of the inheritance that's laid up for you, the treasures that are on the inside of you, even the hidden treasures, pardon me, the hidden treasures that are on the inside of you, they're now being revealed. And you're seeing the value that God has placed on your life. Living for the sake of others. That's what I've been told. There's I talked to one of my dear relatives yesterday, and she shared with me how when she reaches out and helps others, it makes her happy. That's one of the benefits of living for the sake of others. Joy and happiness is manifested in our life as well. And who does not want to be joyous and happy? I don't think anyone bargains and wants to be sad, wants to be miserable. No, you want to be filled with joy and happiness. It's not an impossible task. See, that's another change that I want you to keep, that God wants you to walk in 100% victory. He wants you to be joyous about the things that you set out to do. It could be something as simple as getting your papers together to work on your doctoral program, getting your papers together to refinance your home, to purchase a home, to purchase a condominium, to purchase a car. It could be getting your schedule together to include special time with God, special time with your family, becoming whole and recognizing that you are whole and that a change has taken place in your life. How about you? Are you willing to keep the change? Hold on to it. Embrace it. Hey, I'm not going back to depression. I refuse to go back to doubt, fear, and unbelief. Instead, I'm going to walk in joy and happiness. I'm going to experience what it's like to walk in faith and trust and believe God. Keep the change. I'm willing to have confidence in God and confidence in myself, confidence in my fellow man, and confidence that God is working everything out for your good. There's a scripture that says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." So taking those steps one at a time, not looking back. What is there to look back to? There's been a change in your life. Don't relish on what was. Anticipate what is and what shall be. A spirit of expectation. Participating in this great expectation, not getting comfortable to run back to the past because it's comfortable there, but God has taken you to a new place. Move forward in the will of your Creator, Almighty God, Yahweh, the Creator of all things. Wow, some takeaways today. I hope something in this podcast has been a great blessing to you. I want to speak this to you today, and I speak it to you often. You're supernaturally anointed by God Almighty. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have faith, my beloved, to make life-changing effects in the lives of others as well as yours. And as you give, you always receive more back. Marvelous, fantastic, dynamic things are happening in, around, and through you now. Oh, I just want to say, I'd just like to give a shout out to some of my, I like to call them my sponsors, those that are reaching out to me and being such a blessing to me. Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta, Terry, Chicago, Dolores, Chicago, hello, Steen, hello, Chicago, Peter and Cynthia, all the way in the state of Kansas, along with Aaron from Kansas, all prophetess and elder with the Recovery Prayer Conference line, Helen, Love Without Limits, St. Louis, Reverend Rosemary, the Powerful Conversation Conference Call, Chicago, Illinois, Coach LaRussia, one of the, we use the term baddest in a good way, one of the baddest coaches on the planet with the Self-Love Sanctuary. And I want to shout out to Randall at Kingdom Radio, an award-winning broadcaster. Hey, Miss Christine and Pearl, Unique Radio, Impact Radio, thank you for your love and your support. We're reaching out to Arnold the Eagle in Maryland, Omo, Chicago, and a shout out to Michigan State. Isaiah in Atlanta. Coach LaRussia, Danville, Virginia, thank you for your support. Tony, Stephanie, Fort Benning, you're always there for me. And guess what? Mount Olive Christian Church International, thank you for your support. Sheila, Hannah's Hand, Woodbridge, Virginia. Listen at all these wonderful, dynamic people that are helping us to come and to spread this word of hope and inspiration. Yuji, Michiko, Northern Virginia, thank you. Jewel, Chicago, Jackie, Oklahoma. All of the supporters, hey, if I didn't call your name, I want you to know I appreciate you. I say today, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you'd like to support and you believe that this is something that's helpful for humanity as we are reaching the world, oh, yes, we are reaching the world. I'd like you to know if you can, if you have Cash App, you can, there's a dollar sign. And that dollar sign, and then it's followed by the number 3, GLW. That's Cash App. Thank you so much. I want to say that I love you, and I appreciate you. I did all my shout-outs. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Wow. If you would like for me to speak at one of your events, you can reach me at Dr. Glovina Ministries. @gmail.com or REVGLH at Yahoo. Well, listen, I want you to know that you are loved, and I want you to know that you are the apple of God's eye. You mean so much to me. Well, I want to remind you, often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubts. Keep the change. Walk in purpose. Walk in clarity, precision of what you've been called to do. Take on the challenge and don't go back to the old. And reflectively ask yourself, what am I called to do? Change has taken place in my life. And what is preventing me from moving forward? Keep the change. It's dynamic. You were changed by God. Hey, marvelous things are happening in and through you now. Well, I want to say again, I love you, and I want to thank you for spending this time with me today. You're precious and much appreciated.
Thank you.
And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.